Well, earlier this year, and on Golfers on Golf Radio, we talked with Matt Carter from Mistwood in regards to club fitting. And, you know, a lot of people actually will go out and get fit for drivers and irons, but more often they think that a putter is just all about feel. Roll a couple putts. If they go in the hole, you're all set. But there is a little more to it, isn't there, Matt?
Absolutely. When you're putting, you would definitely want to make sure you have putters that are obviously the right length for you. You have to make sure you have putters that have the right loft on it for you. Otherwise, you're not going to achieve a good roll. You need to make sure you have a putter that has the correct amount of toeing for it, so that way the putter can, or the golfer can get the face squared up at impact, because that's a very important aspect of putting, is making sure that the, wherever you're aimed at, that the ball is taking off on that line.
Matt, tell us a little bit about loft on a putter. We talk about loft with drivers, loft with wedges, and most people think, hey, when I'm on the green, I just want that putter to lie flat on the green. I'm not thinking loft. I'm just like lay flat, square it up. But there is a loft factor, isn't there?
Yeah, there. Every putter is generally built with some loft on it. And the reason for it is when the golf ball rests on the green, simply gravity is pulling that ball into a very slight crater. So we actually need a little loft on the putter to get the ball up and out of that little depression and get the ball rolling as fast as possible. Now, too much loft and, you know, the ball is going to hop on you and it's going to skid, so you're not going to get a good roll. But also, if you don't have enough loft, the ball will actually kind of press into the green as well, and can also cause some skidding. So yeah, definitely having the right loft on the putter at impact, how the player delivers the putter, it's extremely important to putting a good roll on the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've mentioned the term toe hang, and there might be people say, you know, I've heard that, but what does it really mean?
So if you take a putter what they call face balance, if you balance it on your finger, the putter is going to face, the putter face is going to face up at the sky. And then putters that have more toe hang, when you balance the putter on your finger, the toe of the putter is going to kind of hang down towards the ground a little bit. That's pretty much all related to players that move the putter on a very straight back, straight through arc, or have very minimal face rotation in their stroke, are going to generally do better with a face balance putter. And putters that move the putter more on an arc, kind of like if you can imagine a door opening and closing, or if they have more face rotation in the stroke, those players are typically going to do better with a putter that has a little bit more toe hang on it.
Well, Matt, let's talk about the new addition to the Sam Putt Lab here in the Performance Center at Mistwood. I see the big box with Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
Yeah, so we've got the putter, the Odyssey putter fitting cart. So it comes with a variety of different shaft lengths, so that way we can fit you for length. It also has a bunch of really nice features. It has a bunch of different grips, so that way we can, you know, the grip can definitely play a have some impact on how the player delivers the face of the putter to the ball. And then also we have a couple different style heads that we can interchange some of the different shafts and grips, and we can kind of configure a putter that really best fits the player's stroke.
Matt, let's talk about grips a little bit. We've seen them evolve in overall rounded size. They used to all be real thin on the putter, especially growing up. I remember some of the ones I grew up with, and it was nothing but a very thin piece of rubber right over the shaft. But then they got bigger and they got bigger, and now there's sort of a mid-size grip. And now we see some that are known as like jumbo grips, because maybe guys that played football or something, they got big hands, they need something that's a little bit bigger. But tell us about grips and how important it is to get the proper feel through the right size grip these days as part of your putter fitting.
Yeah, so grip size can play is definitely an important factor. If you have a player that is struggling with, like, let's just, and unfortunately I hate to use this word, but they have the yips, sometimes a bigger grip can help take some of the nerves out of it for them. But then also too, like if you have a player that is, let's just say that they're not fighting the yips, but they're just leaving the putter face open. Sometimes a putter or a grip that's a little bit thinner in diameter can help them release the putter a little bit easier and get the ball rolling on the proper line. And also too, on the other hand, if you have a player that is over-rotating the face through impact, sometimes a little larger grip can help them kind of slow the hands down a little bit. And again, I mean, it all comes down to getting the face square at impact, because a putt that's hit with a square face has a much better chance of going in the hole than one where the face is left open or closed.
Well, Matt, how do people get set up for a putter fitting with you or Eric Russell out here? And if people say, hey, I want to come out because in my golf bag I play three or four brands worth of different clubs. I'm not sure which brand is right for me. What are some of the options you can offer?
I mean, we offer, we fit for Odyssey, TaylorMade putters, Scotty Cameron putters, Mizuno, Ping, and Cleveland Golf as well. So we have a good variety of putters in here, and with, you know, various we have blade putters, mallet putters, some more square style putters, you know, different lengths, different toe hangs. So I think we can definitely find something that you're looking for. And if you're looking to schedule a fitting, you can either give us a call at 815-254-3333, or you can just check us out on the on our website. It's mpcgolf.com, and you can book your fittings and lessons that way as well.